Welcome to the Business Shop Podcast, where our guests speak on meeting the challenges of entrepreneurship, as well as offer tips and advice on business, marketing, technology, and more. Whether you are a newbie or a seasoned professional, this episode is for you. I am your host, Audrey Wiggins. Let's chop it up.
Knock out your competition with All Together Marketing. We elevate your brand. Take a stance with your business name, logo, the tagline, your colors, even the fonts for your business. And then jab left with your website. Jab right with core values. Back up with product experience and bring it on with you. Visit alltogether.biz and let us help you create a knockout brand.
Hello, Chop Squad. Thanks again for popping in on me. My guest today is Dave Van Beekum, and Dave is the co-founder and creator of Tweeva. And we're going to learn more about that. It's the world's first social TV network for small businesses that influencers. He's a digital marketing guru, startup enthusiast, and tech expert. Dave is a man of many talents. Despite being more of an introvert, Dave has been a driving force behind Tweeva's success, working tirelessly on software development, databases, automation, 3D printing, robots, and our favorite subject this year, AI. But it wasn't until recently when one of his co-workers had passed away. His co-founders actually had passed away, and our condolences to you, Dave, that he realized it was time to step out of his comfort zone and share his wealth of knowledge with others. Now, Dave, welcome to the Business Shop. We're going to finish up your bio in a second there.
Yeah, it's too long. We can just stop right there. That's a good one. Thanks for having me on the show. It's like the first paragraph is good enough. You know, I used a little bit of, I used a little bit of Chat GPT for the bio. I gave, you know, my details of what I did. I walked in, I told my family, hey, everybody, wait, you have to listen to my bio. And my second born child said, man of many talents, Dad, we don't have to go biblical on this. And you're not a man of many talents. He said, wait, is Chat GPT making me sound too smart now?
Right. Exactly. Yeah.
So it must have done a really good job.
Right. It sure did. And guess who's going to follow in your footsteps and take it even higher?
That's right.
And you'll be doing like this. You're doing this at him later, you know, in a few years, probably not that many down the road.
Yep. Absolutely. It's hilarious. But everybody loves that AI lately. It's you know, making us sound a little bit better, I think, than we speak. And that's kind of the point I made of it, is like, even my own family knew, Dad's that's not you, you know.
I know. Take the good words and, like, you know, just, you know, edit it just a little bit so it has your voice tone to it. But you know, it's good. I mean, people should try it, I think.
Yeah. It definitely helps emails and content creation and titles and keywords. Like, it's really amazing.
Yeah. Yes. Definitely. Because even the AI that I have going with the Zoom right now, even with that, you know, it pulls out keywords. It does your summary. You know, so I read through it and, you know, and tweak it a bit. But at least it gets you started.
It does.
Yes.
It does. It's like takes that half an hour of time that you would have said, like, what are we going to, what keyword does this relate to? Google uses a thing called semantic indexing, where they can find a word that's, you know, similar, but connected. And that's, I think, what ChatGPT kind of figures out. It's like, hey, you use this word, we'll use, instead of what, blue, right? It might say navy. And you say, oh, okay. I never really thought of that. But it does a really good job in creating the content.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. I'm really happy with it. You know, give me five titles from this summary.
Yeah. Yes.
All right. So we got our AI conversation in there. And so now let's get to talking about what you're doing. Tell us about Tweeva and how you actually got there.
Yeah, so Tweeva was a creation with my co-founders and partners. They were restaurateurs. So they worked in restaurants, and they had several different ones. And we kind of were sitting around one day, and we were looking over at the TV, and we kind of jokingly said, like, how dare that big franchise company, maybe Pizza Hut or Domino's. Like, how dare they in your restaurant, right? And we're like, don't they know who you are? We're just kind of like, you know, joking around. And I kind of thought, or we collectively thought, could we create something for business owners that it could be their own TV channel? Like something that they could share. Maybe a plumber would walk in or an electrician and they could add something to the TV, but it would never be competition. So you wouldn't show, let's say, another Italian business, pizzeria or something in that business. And if you were a doctor, you wouldn't see another doctor being advertised. So it really started off as a way to help small businesses connect with their customers at a really hyper local level, like people that live in that town.
Okay.
And so that's kind of how we started. And we went through several revisions of different hardware and software. And then we eventually came up with, hey, if this was a digital app, could people walk in, just hit a couple buttons on their phone, and bam, they could be right on that local TV playing either a piece of a podcast like this, or they could show a little ad of what they do at work. Could be anything, right? But it would promote the small local town that we live in. Because if you're outside of a large city, your town usually doesn't have a TV channel.
Yes.
So if we could create something that everybody would really want to see what's going on, it would benefit everybody. So that's kind of how it started.
That's the love affair I have with the internet. Of being able to create your own TV network or whatever it is that you want to do, the barrier to entry is so low.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, that's exciting.
It is. It's like everybody has the ability now to create content, right? Mm-hmm. So everybody walks around, they have a camera in their back pocket, right?
Yes. But
right, it's like 4K camera. I remember starting.
That's crazy.
Right, it's like years and years ago. It was. 640 by 480 pixels. Like,
oh my God. Yeah.
And we thought
that looked good.
Yeah. We literally thought, oh, look at this. It's 15 frames a second. It's amazing. And you know, you would have never put that on a TV, but
no
now
way.
We're at this point where we can.
Yep. Oh my goodness. Yeah. Very, very exciting.
Yeah. So if we gave people, you know, the idea is most people have these cameras in their back pocket. Could they create content? And it's not just about a commercial that says, hey, I'm the best contractor, or I'm the best plumber or best electrician. Do something, right?
Yeah.
Think about This Old House. How many people watch This Old House show? And that was kind of like the older version.
Mm-hmm.
But today they have those Restore, you know, My Backyard, right?
Right.
You know, and their contractors come in and they're doing something. That's more do it yourself, kind of learn how to do it. But also there's contractors involved. So can we have local contractors shoot the content that they're actually working on a job and then share those pieces of content? Like, mm-hmm. hey, we just poured a concrete patio for a neighbor.
Yes.
Right? And now, hey, you know, I always wanted a patio in my backyard. Mm-hmm. Who should I call? Well, I see this guy at the bar. He was on Tuiva TV and he had a little QR code. I scanned it and I got his phone number.
Yeah.
Right. This is a little bit different than a commercial that they would play on TV for maybe 2 weeks and it'd be gone.
Mm-hmm.
This is really a beneficial piece of content that shows people, hey, this is how to pour concrete. Oh, my word. It's much more work than I thought.
Right. Let me call that guy.
Yeah. Let me call that guy. And it could be anything. It could be putting in a light switch or, mm-hmm. you know, how to put in a pool switch or change a pool motor for a pool builder.
Mm-hmm.
It could be many, many things. But again, this is not really possible with our current infrastructure with TV, because you have a couple lines going out and they're controlled by the big media companies.
Right.
And to get on that channel, it's pretty much thousands of dollars, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
Let's face it.
So if we could do it for a couple of dollars, like, hey, I want to be at this bar on Friday night from 9 o'clock to 11 o'clock, you know, show me twice an hour. Right.
Yeah.
And put me at this other little coffee shop between 10 o'clock in the morning and 2 o'clock. I'll spend $2 over there, $5 over here, $3 over there. Right. So now you're able to kind of test your content for a few dollars and see if people are relating to that. See if people are contacting you, if they're converting from some of what you're creating. You're not spending thousands of dollars.
Right.
And it's very hyper local. Mm-hmm. So that's really the idea behind Tuiva, is giving the business owner, and you almost need, like, not everybody's great at creating content. You sometimes need an influencer in there to kind of help out, you know, hey, take the shot from this side, right? Or make sure the sun is not shining right into the front of your camera when you're trying to shoot, you know, this outdoor shot. Like, stand on the other side. Because contractors, we don't really think that way, right?
You know, we're just like, hey, just, you know, set up the camera, you know, whatever.
Yeah. Put it on a tripod and go to work.
Yeah.
So that's the overarching idea, is give that community channel, or give the Tweeva channel back to the community, and let them kind of say, hey, I'd like to watch this piece, or I'd like to watch that piece.
That's cool. So then, so we were talking about putting your artwork on there, or your logos and different things, or, you know, your likeness or whatever. So where does copyright or trademarks come into this?
Well, copyright and trademarks are an essential part of a business. I wouldn't say so much in the contracting world, unless you're trying to get out of state, you know, do business multi-state, you're going to want to have that name protected. But if you're in, like, an online store and you could cross the bounds of state and country, you'd want to have a copyright or a trademark, possibly a patent on a process that you do, right? But trademarks, they're actually a lot easier to do today. I mean, I wouldn't call it AI yet, but I've seen these trademark services that you pay a couple hundred bucks to, and you give them, hey, this is my name, this is the industry that I focus in, and trademark me for construction or marketing. Right. And this is the difference. I think a lot of people don't think the complexities of a trademark, but you ever think Delta Airlines and Delta Faucets, right? Delta is the same company name, but they're trademarked in one is the airline industry, and the other one is in literally plumbing and faucets.
Right.
And so you can have a competing brand, but they can't be. They can have the same name, but they can't be competing in the same category.
Right.
So it's always a good idea to have a trademark. Like, if you have something like, I'm in Florida, so if you had Florida Electrician or Florida's Best Electrician or something, you'd probably want to see if you can get that copyrighted, because you could have many other contractors with that name.
Right.
If you have something very unique, you're using your last name, as long as it's not Smith, you could get away with not having a trademark. Mm-hmm. But for Tweeva, like, we have trademark, copyright, patent, because
absolutely,
you know, we want the brand to be big. We want it to be worldwide and protected.
Now, how did you come up with the name?
So we didn't actually start with that name. We were actually looking at something very, I think it was maybe too simple. We started with Zipco TV. We were thinking, oh, it's zip code based.
Okay.
Yeah, zipco.tv. Yeah, it's going to be, you know, zip code. But I started thinking, well, you know, it can't be said in another language. It doesn't make sense. Mm-hmm. And then if you start to go international, again, it doesn't make sense. And what if it's a region? What if it's, you know, some cities have multiple zip codes in them, or let's just say two zip codes. It's a small city, but it has two.
Right.
Kind of gets lost in that. So we had to rebrand under a non-copyrighted, non-trademarked name that was easy to find and secure on all of the social media sites, which hasn't been taken yet, called Tweeva. We're looking for something with Tweeva, you know, with a T in it for TV, and something easy. So it's like Facebook, Twitter, Google.
Google, yeah. Tweeva, yeah, I thought Google first, yeah.
Yeah, it's very simple. And also, it's like, you know, the Tweeva TV is a network. So it has to be something simple. Like, my daughter likes to play soccer. Mm-hmm. And so, hey, Dad, put that winning goal that I just put that up on Tweeva TV. I put that up. So we're going to go to Chili's tonight. And going to watch me every couple of minutes. I'm going to be scoring that goal. That's awesome. Right. So it's like, I'll put that up on zipcode.what was that called again? Right. So Tweeva is so easy to say.
Yeah.
And we wanted something like that.
Yeah. So are these actually digital monitors set up in the restaurants, or is everybody, you know, looking at their mobile devices and pulling up Tweeva? Actually, what is the access point?
So these are actual digital TVs set up. So you can either use a smart TV and download the Tweeva app, Mm-hmm. Or you can just buy a box from Tweeva for $100 mm-hmm. and put it behind your HDMI enabled TV, and you're instantly connected into the Tweeva network.
Okay.
So you'd fill out a little form saying, hey, this is my zip code. This is the weather in my zip code. Here's the Facebook pages I want to connect into. And then you'd see little updates. The mayor might tweet something and Tweeva will follow it and update your TV. So if he says, hey, there's going to be an event next Friday at City Hall or in the park, we want the whole community to know what's going on. So we're giving them the TV back, giving them a TV network.
Yeah. So then if it was the city, so then there would be like city on Tweeva, whatever city name on Tweeva.
If the business owner wants it. Yep. Mm-hmm. So they could select, yes, add my city, mm-hmm. Facebook or Twitter or like Parks and Rec, right? So they might be having some sort of an event and they can put that on there, or the business owner can choose to just use it as a digital screen. They just want to take pictures of their food. Okay. They want to tell people what's happening on Friday night. They might have a band come in and play, or it's just services. You know, like at the dentist, you're sitting there and you keep seeing those little infomercials about what the dentist provides in services.
Yeah.
You know, so that you could just have it constantly show that. But the idea is, when you go into a business and you see a Tweeva TV, you think, hey, that's the local, that's what's ever happening in this local community.
Okay.
So it's the local weather. Somebody, you might have been through a parade in town and mm-hmm. a few community residents have taken pictures and shared them through the app to the TV network. So okay. You're like, oh, you know, I missed that. Oh, I'm going to make sure I remember that next year. But at least, you know, I got to see something was happening here in the town.
Right.
And that will play for maybe a week or two, right? Mm-hmm. Until people are like, all right, I've seen this. This is cool. And then it dies. That content dies. And somebody else has created some new content. Okay. So it's really community focused.
Okay. So anybody. So now this, I think this is coming even more into focus for me. So if we think about it as one of the regular social networks, say that there'll be access on our phones or whatever, except that it's on this digital screen. So if I post something and it's from that area's, you know, that zip code or whatever, that community based for that particular location, then it can show up.
Yes.
Okay. Yep. Okay.
Yep. The idea is, you know, if you create, let's say you're an artist, you create some NFT tokens, or mm-hmm. it doesn't have to be digital, but let's say you're an artist in the area. We want you to be able to post your items on TV. Right now, 99% of small businesses can't and don't have access to TV because it's expensive. Mm-hmm. So we're bringing down that level of access and cost to the general consumer and the business to just add content, because that's the one thing that we need. We don't have 24 hours of content replays, Friends and Seinfeld episodes, and all these other TV shows, right? We need content from the community. And that's what we want to be, that piece that you look at to say, that's what's happening. Oh, I do see there's a local artist here. Oh, and he's going to be painting in the park. Or there's a new music video, right? And that's a way to get followers that you may never have found before, right? You're at the barber shop. And you can add something to the TV. How would you get everybody in the barbershop to see you?
Right.
Right. Or in a restaurant? You wouldn't be able to. So this gives that consumer the ability to share their content with the world, really.
So you're trying to show or help businesses to utilize technology to really grow their businesses, but at a level, you know, that's more affordable.
Yes. Yes. The technology mm-hmm. part is, I found at least, you know, I'm being in the tech world and the 3D printing and robots, I'm thinking mm-hmm. everybody knows what this is. Everybody understands it.
Yeah.
But when you talk to other small businesses, they may not be in that category. Mm-hmm. Let's say just food industry. They are busy. They're trying to figure out when the food's coming in. Is there somebody here to take, who's putting in the refrigerator? Who's cooking tomorrow? Blah, 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 blah.
Right.
Taxes and right. All of the things that are going on, the last thing they're thinking is, can I create some content for local TV channel, right? So, because it's going to cost me $10,000. I can't do that in my local. Well, we can help with that, right? We can connect you with a local influencer. They can come in. Mm-hmm. And through that use of technology and your TV, we can get you on your TV and all of the other TVs in your community.
Okay. All right. So this
but
is
we great. Also, oh, yeah, but we also don't, we also give back a small percentage back to the business owner of actual ads. So not everything is paid on the TV, but if there is ads on their TV, they get a percentage back mm-hmm. and it rises in value with the Tweeva network.
Okay. All right. I get that concept. Yep, absolutely.
It's a new one.
Yeah, because I was thinking about he was from Texas. He's now over in Pennsylvania, but he was doing digital monitors. He would go into businesses and we set up the monitor and almost they would have their own channel, whatever, then ads can mm-hmm. play across there. So the local businesses would buy ads to play on those monitors.
Yep, it's similar with the mm-hmm. community aspect.
Okay.
So instead of putting your, little paper business card at the, coffee shop that you're at, or right. put your business card at the front of the restaurant in a little holder, mm-hmm. we want you to go create some content with your yep. phone, with that 4K camera in your back pocket. Like, take it out and, hey, let's, yes, this exactly. Yeah. And start to create some content. If you don't know how, delete it, create it, delete it, create it. Like, you have to do it a couple times, right?
That's right. That's right. The experts do that. They don't get it right on the first take.
I didn't realize that until I started doing podcasts. And I'm like, I told my wife, I'm like, that one took me 18 takes.
Oh, yeah. When I first started in this in 2011, and it was just the intro, and I had it like taped up on a wall or something. I'm reading that thing 25 times.
Yeah,
reading it, and it took me 25.
Yes, and you're like, oh, it didn't sound right. Oh, I'll try it again. That's literally the barrier to entry, I think.
It's exactly, like, it's not the money.
Yeah, it's not the money. It's I can't do that. I won't look good.
Okay, yeah. All that self judgment. Oh my goodness, it's crazy.
Yes, we're all watching America's Got Talent or The Masked Singer. We're like, oh. I wouldn't want to do that.
Right.
But it's not that bad. Once you set up your camera, you start talking mm-hmm. and you don't have to be on there the whole time. Like I said, right. it's the chiropractor saying, hey, don't sit in your car and lean over a certain way for 4 hours or 2 hours because it's going to give you a back problem, right? It doesn't have to be him in his office looking all perfect. It could just be him giving you a tip or a trick.
Yeah, he could be washing his car. I could see that now.
Yeah, wash his car. Hey, blah, blah, blah. And you just look over and you're eating food or something. And you're just like, hey, so I see he's a chiropractor. And then next week you see him again. You're like, okay, where is he? Well, it's Tweeva TV. He's got to be in my town. So now he's 5 minutes away, right? Yeah. And so is it really that hard? I mean, I know sometimes contractors, they're 45 minutes away. They're an hour away. Your doctor's 30 minutes away. But if we're hyper local, like we are, a lot of small businesses need that exposure. And a lot of help is within distance of mm-hmm. our town. And it's just hard to get that marketing. What do we have as an alternate? Facebook, Google. So now I have to look for the chiropractor.
Mm-hmm.
I'd rather just complain about my back. It's easier.
Right. Exactly. It'll go away one day.
Yeah. It might just go away if I stretch a little bit. If I complain to enough people. Yes. Yeah. But if you keep getting that branded, be like, okay, I'll just call him. Like, he's given me 5 good tips. Mm-hmm. I'll just call him and see if he can see me.
Right.
And that creates these little connections mm-hmm. in the community that don't exist right now. Unless he went through and, oh, I'm going to create content. Oh, this won't be a commercial. Well, who's going to do that? Who's going to spend $10,000 on a commercial and not create it some sort of, got to put the phone number, got to say everything I can in 30 seconds.
Right.
So this offers the business owner and everybody that lives in that community a little bit more time mm-hmm. to brand themselves. And we call it as a community expert.
Okay.
Because that's what you should be, right? Like, my town, there's 56,000 people.
Okay.
If I was doing a service, do you think that I could handle half of that, even a tenth of that? Right? No. So what really is the problem? It's we aren't branded the way we don't have marketing capability like we should. We're not branded. Mm-hmm. Now, if you were the community expert, if everybody that you ever talked to knew you were the chiropractor, like in the olden days, right? Like, oh, talk right. to Joe down the way. He's the best guy. Like, everybody's talking about him as the person.
Mm-hmm.
That changes the whole idea of a small business. So if we can help create small business or community experts, you know, as the small business, I think it would really change the dynamic of small towns, medium-sized towns, even large cities, because you can get very hyper-local.
That's what technology, the internet, and these types of things, you know, are doing for us. So if we want to get involved with this, then how can we get in touch with you then, David?
So I'm on all of the social platforms. We also offer a form of social media management. So we make sure we're on all of the social platforms. So you can just search Tweva. It's T-W-E-V-A. Or just go to the website, tweva.com. Or you can download one of our apps on the iOS or the Android store. And you awesome. Can get started there.
Okay, awesome. Well, thanks for taking the time to give us another avenue for branding our small businesses. You know, like you said, you know, from a local standpoint, because that's where we start anyway.
An easy way to test that external audience that you're trying to build for. You got to create your story, your ideas, your services, and try it. Try it for just a few dollars here or there and see if you can generate some business and some conversions. But
absolutely.
Very happy to be on the show. Thanks for letting me share the story.
All right, Chop Squad, you know what you have to do.
Thank you for listening to The Business Chop. We hope that you were able to glean valuable information from our guest and that you will download and share this podcast. Your rating and review is much appreciated. To go deeper with our guests, please visit their website and social channels. To learn more about us, please visit businesschop.info or altogether.biz, where we will help you expand your brand.